don't know much about his family, where he came from or when. I don't know much about the woman that he loved, or if it was really even love back then. Find it hard to imagine what it was like when he was young, every day wandering through the rusted metal yards, searching for scraps of tin to feed his family on. His mind burned like an iron forge fire, worked his body for the money he desired. His soul was scarred from a hard life, they say, and his heart was cold as steel on a February West Virginia day. The New Deal. He ran an outfit for Bethlehem Steel, making 26 gauge panel in his one machine mill. Each year the river would grow swollen, they'd hang that old machine up high and dry. Floods came and went, Bethlehem never seen. No one to check in on their Parkersburg man. An iron forge fire, worked his body for the money he desired. His soul was scarred from a heart like they say, and his heart was cold as steel on a February West Virginia day. Was awful vicious, planting trees and level buildings on the bank. When the waters went down, he was driven out of town. Corrugator on the flatbed with the sun going down. He took it on down to Carolina, near the sandy shady banks of the old Cape Fear. No reason to hide, run away or tell a lie. Long as the Yankees never come back to Mason-Dixon line. His mind burned like an iron forge fire, worked his body for the money he desired. His soul was scarred from a heart like they say, and his heart was cold as steel on a February West Virginia day.
Gents, thus the namesake of this outfit. Sounds patriotic, doesn't it? Speaking of patriotic, can't go wrong with a song about Tennessee, I guess. Unless you're going to sing one about Indiana. We'll get to that.